Welcome to The Daily Vulnerable, where we'll talk about things that truly matter.
I often talk about overthinking. You know, when I do the joy retreats, I say, you know, one of the biggest misconceptions people have when they're overthinking is that they think they can overthink their way out of overthinking. So you see a person say, well, I'm worried about my life. So what are you doing about it? Like, I've been thinking about it. And I'm like, okay, so you need to have a stop period to the overthinking. You have to decide, okay, I'm going to think about this till this point in time. And then I'm going to take action. But no, people don't do that. They think that if they just keep, and psychologists call it rumination. They think that if they just keep thinking, that somehow, they will think themselves into a solution. So I'm asking you honestly, when was the last time that overthinking led you to a solution? When? I honestly ask yourself, when was the last time that you were overthinking and depressed and ruminating and going around in circles in your mind? And after overthinking, you thought, I've gotten the solution. It often never happens because rumination is a cognitive trap. The only thing that makes a difference in your life is action. It's taking action, even if it's the smallest, minutest action. When you find yourself thinking, going round and round in circles in your mind over the same problem again and again without approaching a solution, without approaching an action, give your mind a restraining order. Tell your mind, no, we are not going to spend time overthinking this. At 8 o'clock today, I will stop overthinking it. And I will decide what I'm going to do, whether or not I have a solution to my problem. Why would you waste your time doing something that absolutely doesn't work? And how do you know it doesn't work? Ask yourself, when was the last time that overthinking helped you solve any problem?
Thank you for listening to The Daily Vulnerable with Chude.